The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, 'The dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you.' Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town." The 72 returned rejoicing and said, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name." Jesus said, "I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. One day, a farmer went to his garden and saw an eagle's egg in an abandoned nest. He took it home and kept it along with other eggs under a broody hen. After some days, the broody hen hatched the eagle's egg and gave birth to an eagle chick. The eagle chick started growing up, thinking that he was a chicken, since the mother hen reared him as if he was her own child. He pecked like a chicken, he scratched like a chicken, and he even walked like a chicken. Time went on, he grew bigger and bigger. Day after day, the other birds of the sky would swoop down to this little eagle and say to him that he is not a chicken, but an eagle, the king of the birds. Being afraid of flying, the little eagle chick always said to them, "I am not an eagle. I am a chicken. I am born of a chicken. I eat like a chicken. I walk like a chicken. So I am always a chicken." My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, like the same eagle chick who never found out its original nature, most of the Catholics live in the same way in terms of evangelization. As the eagle chick was not aware that it has the power to fly, we are also most of the time unaware that we have a duty to evangelize our children, our friends, our family, and the whole world. I remember well that before the conclusion of the baptism rite, the priest prays over the ears and mouth of the child, saying, "The Lord Jesus made the deaf hear and the dumb speak. May he soon touch your ears to receive his word and your mouth to proclaim his faith to the praise and glory of God the Father." And we all say, Amen. I am sure that God has already opened our mouth to proclaim his gospel, but we have not yet opened our mouth to share our faith with others because of the fears that we have. We have the fear of ignorance, that we do not know our faith well enough to share. We have the fear of social rejection, that the family members and friends would reject us because of our faith, or we fear that the teachings of our faith may offend them. We don't want to be religious freaks with no friends. We have the fear of imperfection, that we are not good enough to share our faith like the professionals, the bishops, the priests, the religious, and the deacons. We have the fear of anti-Catholic culture, that Catholics are crazy, weird, and conservatives. At this point, today's readings invite us to reflect on the power given to us for evangelization, to reflect on the resources given to us by the church, the New Jerusalem, and to reflect on St. Paul, the model for evangelization. In today's gospel, Jesus says, "Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy." In other words, Jesus says that he has given us the power to walk over all kinds of poisonous ideologies such as gender theory, consumerism, universalism, and relativism, which are as poisonous as the serpents. He has given us the power to resist against all kinds of fears such as ignorance, social rejection, imperfection, which are as dangerous as the scorpions. He has given us the power to win over the hearts of non-believers who consider themselves as the enemies of Christianity. In today's first readings, Isaiah says that God will spread prosperity over Jerusalem like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing torrent. He will comfort the people as a mother comforts her child. All will be comforted in Jerusalem. According to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, number 757, the church is the Jerusalem. The church is the new Jerusalem where God comforts his people through his words and sacraments. In today's second reading, St. Paul stands as the model for evangelization. He stands as the model for evangelization, saying that he never boasts except in the cross of Christ, and he bears the marks of Christ in his body. In his view, and in the eyes of the church, evangelization never means only enthusiastic preaching, nor a contrived way to recruit new members, nor a way to play on people's needs. Rather, it means sharing our conversion stories, sharing our faith experiences that we receive from the Eucharist every week, sharing our own personal prayer experiences with others, and introducing the crucified Christ to our family members and to our friends. My dear brothers and sisters, I am very much convinced that we do not need to be afraid to proclaim the gospel. We do not need to be afraid of ignorance because we have the church as our mother to teach us. We do not need to be afraid of imperfection because Jesus has given us the power to be perfect enough and to share our faith. We do not need to be afraid of social rejection because we have our God to comfort us in the church. We do not need to be afraid of anti-Catholic culture because we have our church to accompany us throughout our life. Once again, based on today's readings, I emphasize we do not need to be afraid to evangelize because we have the power given by Jesus. We have the church as our mother, and we have St. Paul as our model for evangelization. Now, let us close our eyes for a moment and ask ourselves what is preventing us to evangelize. Let us offer those fears as we offer the bread and wine at the table. May our encounter with the Eucharistic Lord in this liturgy help us to evangelize our children, family, friends, neighbors, and ourselves. Amen.